Okay, continuing the Ramban's Hakdama, we set up last time the discussion about what Moshe received on Har Sinai, the mitzvos, the number of mitzvos. We spoke about the role of the stories of the Torah and how that plays together in Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. We didn't even get to the Ramban's question though, so let's do the Ramban. The Ramban writes, Ubridaso minahar kosu mitchilas haTorah atzof sipur haMishkan. And when Moshe came down from the mountain, so he wrote the Torah from the beginning of Bereishis to the end of the account of the Mishkan. The Rabbi Shevel writes in his notes, in his edition, that this was after Yom Kippur, 120 days later. That's when Moshe started to write. And it would make sense that they would start to write after they did Shuvah and after things were back. That was the first time Moshe began to write the Torah. And then he says, he wrote it at Sipur Mishkan, Ugemar HaTorah Kasub B'Sof Shnas Arvim, and he wrote the whole thing at the end of the 40th year, Kasher Amar Lakuach Has Sefer HaTorah Zeh, V'Sam Tamo So Mitzad Aron Bris Hashem Elokeichem, you'll take this Torah and put it in the Aron of Hashem. V'Zeh Kedivrei Omer, Torah Megillah, Megillah Nitzna. And this is according to the opinion in the Gemara, the Torah was given in sections. Let's explain what's going on over here. First of all, there's a machlokas, exactly what it means until the account of the Mishkan. I'm not going to dwell on that too much. This is all based on a Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Daf Samach. The Gemara there has a machlokas whether the Torah was written in sections, and each time something happened, Moshe wrote that down, or did simply Moshe wait until the end to start writing everything at the end of the 40 years. There's an issue here in the in the Ramban. The Ramban, the source he's bringing of the concept the Torah was given piece by piece is this pasuk, Lakuach has a sefer Torah zeh, v'sam tamo so mitzad aron bris Hashem Elokeichem. You'll take the Torah and put it in the Aron. Now that source, the Ramban cites to bring the idea that Moshe wrote the Torah in sections, is actually the source that the Gemara brings to say that the Torah was written entirely as a complete book, and it wasn't given in sections. And the other problem is the Ramban will actually use this pasuk in a moment as well to show the Torah was given as a finished product and a complete book, to according to the other opinion. So there's a beautiful commentary on the Ramban's Hakdama, on all the Ramban al-Torah called the Chazon Yoel. The Chazon Yoel was a Talmid Chacham, lives in Lakewood. So he says that it appears that the Ramban assumes that the pasuk of Lakuach Has HaSefer HaTorah Zeh, to take this book, take the laws, is now referring to a complete book, because the Gemara says that it's possible to understand that the Torah means that it refers to sections that were attached, like I wrote sections, and then it was sewn together at the end, together, but not that it was written as one complete unit. And that's what the Ramban says, that he adds the pasuk, V'yata, and now you should write Kisvelachem HaSashir HaZos, that he's going to quote in a moment as well. And because the command to write it indicates that it was written at one time. And therefore, the Ramban is showing that these two pesukim together support the opinion that the Torah was given as a book and not in one section. So the Chazon Yoel wants to explain that depending on different parts of the pasuk you look at, can explain it, can either defend the opinion that says the Torah is written in sections and then sewn together, or it can defend the opinion that the Torah is written as one complete unit at one time, depending on how you analyze the pasuk. But I don't want to dwell too much on that because the Ramban's trying to get to a point. Aval ledivrei Omer, according to the opinion that says, Torah chasuma nitna, the Torah was given its entirety, everything was written, nichtav hakol, bishnas ha'arba'im. Again, the sheet of the Ramban is, there's either two options. Either each time something happened, Moshe wrote it down, Hashem told him to write it down, or Moshe wrote nothing for 40 years. And at the end of 40 years, Moshe began to write the entire Torah. This is not like Rashi. Rashi holds that the entire Torah Shebichtav was an oral tradition until it was written down at the end of the 40 years in the desert, not at the beginning. Okay? So he says, K'nishtav v'kistav lachem asashir azos, v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima p'fiyam. It says, write for yourself a song, teaches the Jewish people, put it in their mouths. But Tzivan, it says further, lakuach has a sefer HaTorah zeh, v'sam t'mav so mitzad arum v'is Hashem alokeichem. Right? Do you understand the contradiction here, right? Because the Ramban quotes the same pasuk, literally three lines after each other, and the first time he quotes the pasuk is to defend the opinion that was written in pieces, and the second time he quotes the pasuk is to explain that he wrote it all at once. That's the stira. If you just read from the Ramban, you'll see the contradiction over there. Okay, al kopanim, says the Ramban, regardless whether Bereishis was written on Har Sinai or at the end of 40 years, whatever you want to say, nachon shiichtov b'tchila sefer Bereishis. Really, if I was writing the book, how should the Torah begin? Vaydaber el kimas Moshe, el Moshe, es kol adrim el leimor, right? The Torah should begin, and Hashem told Moshe to write this book, right? Would that not have been the best way to introduce the Torah? If we want to show that the Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the word of Hashem on Har Sinai, then shouldn't the Torah have began, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, write down the Torah and write down these things? But that's not how the Torah begins. The Torah begins, says the Ramban, in a very different way. The Aval Hayah Inyan Lechtichatev Stam, the Torah should have written anonymously without an introduction. And the difference is as follows. Because Moshe did not write the Torah like Yeshayahu wrote a Navi, Yechesu a Navi, right? And the Nevuah came to Yirmiyahu in this year, and this is what he said. It's not the Torah is written. The Torah is written in a different perspective. Now, based on what we said earlier, the narrative parts of the Torah, the stories of the Torah, are on the same level as the rest of the Torah. So the Ramban has to explain why isn't, if the stories of Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov and Yosef and the Shvatim are all also the same status of Torah, then why doesn't the Torah say this is also what Hashem gave Moshe at Har Sinai? Right? We're kind of just dropped in the beginning of Bereishis, and we're supposed to assume that it came out of nowhere. But if we are to believe, and the Ramban held so strongly, that the stories of Bereishis and Shmos are integral parts of the Torah, why not frame it and say that this is also something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe on Har Sinai? And he wants us to understand, what's the difference? Kamo Shna Amar B'Yechezkel Tamar. As it says by Yechezkel all the time, V'yidivar Hashem Alai Ben Adam, and the word came to me saying, Son of Man. It says by Yirmiyah, V'yidivar Hashem Alai Leimor, and the word of Hashem came to me. Other Nevi'im have their own input, their own style into the Nevuah, right? The idea of a Navi is that Hashem tells the Navi a message, and the Navi gives it over in the way, in his own, according to his own tchunas hanefesh, his own personality, right? They play a role in the nevuah. That's why their names are inserted. Aba Moshe Rabbeinu Kasav Todos Kolodoros. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the history of everything that happened beforehand. Harishon of Yichus Atzmo, and also his own story. The Todos of in his own life. Umikarav Kishlishi Hamadaber. He writes in what we call third person, right? In Hebrew, in English, it's the same expression. If someone says third person, right? Person talks about themselves as if someone else is referring to them, right? That's what we call third person. Right? Moshe never writes from his perspective in the Torah. Even though he is the technical author, he's the one who's writing down the Torah, he writes it from the perspective of an anonymous author. It's as if he's speaking about another person. That's why Moshe is not mentioned in the Torah until he was born. And the Torah is written as if someone else is writing something about Moshe Rabbeinu, even though who actually wrote the words down in the first time, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. But he writes the Torah as if there's an anonymous author. You'll say, isn't there a place in the Torah where Moshe does refer to himself? Where's that? Sefer Devarim, right? In Sefer Devarim, in Mishnah Torah, Shemadabra Batzmo, he does talk about himself. V'eschanan al Hashem, and I daven to Hashem. V'espal Hashem v'omar, and I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ki tchilas ha-sefer ahu, because the beginning of the book says, Eila ha-dvarim asher dira Moshe el kol Yisrael. We need to know in the beginning of Devarim that all of these words are the words that Hashem told Moshe, that all these words are the words that Moshe taught Bnei Yisrael. V'hinei hu kemesaper Devarim b'lashon omram. And in this case, he's speaking away in the perspective that he's speaking them himself. So the Ramban, it has a hakdama to Sefer Devarim. It's short. It's not like this hakdama. And he says that Hashem didn't command Moshe to teach Devarim. He says that Moshe decided to say Sefer Devarim on his own. So, if that's the case, how can the Ramban say that the Mishnah Torah Devarim is only a story of Hashem through the mouth of Moshe. How does that work, right? If the whole Torah is the word of Moshe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how do we say that, how does the Ramban also say in Devarim that Devarim is Moshe's words, that Moshe decided to say it on his own? Well, isn't it supposed to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, before the world was created, the Torah is immortal, as we you know, as we're going to talk about in a second. So people have suggested, and the Kli Chemda, other Tshuvas write as well, that Moshe taught Devarim on his own, but when it came down to write down the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, ah, you said good. So your speech is very good. Write down what you said. And he told Moshe to say exactly what to write. And that's why the Ramban says that Moshe was kasav. Moshe is the writer of the Torah. He's not the originator of the ideas of the Torah. He's the writer of the Torah, but he didn't come up with the words in it. And the Chassam Sofer writes that Moshe planned what he was going to say to the Jewish people in his final speech. And when he opened his mouth, the Shekhinah took over. He lost all control, and the Shekhinah just came out of his mouth. Moshe, like, wrote a speech. He got up to give a speech. And when he opened up what he was going to say, Hashem kind of took over the controls, and every word that came out was directly, without Moshe Rabbeinu's Bechira Chavshis, the exact words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are two ways to understand how we relate to Sefer Devarim being part of Hashem's Torah as well. As a general point, so there's a Sefer called Mamar Al Yishmal. There's a Talmud Chacham in Muncie. His name is Rabbi Betzal Naor. He's probably the greatest teacher in the world of Rav Kook's Torah. He's the translator. Rabbi Naor is the translator of this amazing translation of Rav Kook's Orot, which is incredible. And he has a beautiful introduction about Rav Kook and his time and what was going on at the time in Eretz Yisrael. It's worth it just to read. If you're not going to read Orot, just read the introduction here. It's worth your time. So Rabbi Naor has written a lot of Sfarim. So he wants to argue in one of his Sfarim called Mamar Al Yishmal that the Ramban might be responding to a heretical idea that's found in the Christian church that Bereishis is not part of the Torah because Moshe never mentions himself in it. And therefore, Bereishis is not part of the Torah because Moshe is not part of the story in Bereishis. He doesn't insert himself anywhere. So the Ramban might be responding to this heretical idea that the early Christians had. That's why he says, no, but Dafka, Moshe did write it, and he is the author by the words of HaKadosh Baruch, who just kept himself anonymous. Okay, now let's come to a famous piece in the Ramban. V'atam l'ksiva satorah v'loshen zeh. So why did Hashem make the Torah with this anonymous author if Moshe is the one who wrote everything down? B'pnei shekadma l'briyasa olam. Because the Torah is older than the world. Ein sarach lomar l'leidas l'shamoshe Rabbeinu. It preceded Moshe Rabbeinu. K'mo sheba l'anam b'kabbalah, as we have a tradition. Shehaisa k'suva b'eish shechora agabe eish levana. That the Torah is fire of black letters written on white fire. Behine Moshe Kosofer Matzik Misefer Kadmon Vekosev Lechen Kosef Sam. And Moshe was like a scribe who opened up an older book, who copies from another book, and therefore it was written anonymously. So we have a lot to unpack here in those two lines. First, we want to discuss what does it mean, black fire and white fire, and also this idea of writing from a Sefer Kadmon. So that description that Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu is writing, that the Torah is in this form of a black fire and white fire, is found in many, many Midrashim. And we also know, famously, the Gemara writes, and in a number of places, and the Zohar writes, Istakel ba'oraisa ubara alma, that Hashem looked into the Torah, and he created the world. That's what the Zohar writes in Parshas Truma as well. Rashi in Shmos, in Perachaf Aleph, says that the Torah is a mashal hakadmoni. The Torah is a mashal of that which is kadmon, who eternal. Who is eternal? Who's eternal? Hashem. The Torah is a mashal of Hashem. If you want to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, then you learn the Torah. That's what the Torah is. How could I possibly comprehend the Kadosh Baruch Hu? I can't comprehend the essence of something. But when something is difficult to understand, what do? I make a mashal. I make a parable so you can relate to that idea. Correct? So Rashi writes in Shmos Chaf Aleph that the Torah is Mashal HaKadmoni. It is a parable of the most eternal thing. And that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a rich world of spirituality. And Hashem, you know, gives us his infinite wisdom to man. And when we learn the Torah, we are accessing something way, way above us, something that's way beyond us. But it was packaged to relate to us. But the reality is that there's something much higher than us. When you learn Torah, you learn Chumash, you learn Parsha, whatever it is, it's not just the facts on the ground. You're learning something that is a reflection, a mashal of a mashal of a mashal, some sort of description of another description of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's happening when a person is learning Torah. It's for this reason that the Malachim could not understand why the Torah was given to man. How could mankind possibly relate to the Torah? The Torah is something that's talking about something that's way, way bigger than them. How could they possibly connect to such an idea? It's also elaborated at length by the Baal HaTanya in his Torah Or on different places in the Parshios and other Mamarim as well. This is the idea that the Torah is something that reflects something that's way, way beyond. And when we learn Torah, we're learning a mashal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a parable of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is about. What's this idea of Eish, of relating to Torah? Or Eish relating to Ruchnias. We find other places where fire connects to Torah. There's a famous Gemara about Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, who would later go off the Derach, right? He was called Acher. So the origin story of Elisha ben Avuya is that at the Bris, his Bris, there were many Talmidei Chacham there, and they were sitting and learning Torah, and their Torah was so intense that a ring of fire appeared around them. And Elisha ben Avuya's father, Avuya, saw this and said, I want my son to connect to that. And that's why he raised him to become a Talmid Chacham. So we see that fire and Limud HaTorah often connect to each other. Right? The Gemara says in Chagiga that Talmid Chachamim are gufan ke'esh. Their bodies are like fire. When we talk about the excitement and the intensity of learning Torah, we call it Rischa de'oraisa. Rischa means the boiling fire of Torah. So often fire is connected to Torah. Why? Because what fire does is that it breaks down things from their chitzonius, their outward appearance, and reveals the most basic principles, right? When I light something on fire, all of the other things burn away, and what remains is the most basic idea of what that thing is. And when a person learns Torah, they are able to learn how to remove that which is physical and to be able to focus that which is more spiritual beneath it. What's this idea of black fire and white fire? So the Maharal writes in the Tiferes Yisrael that in Perachaf, that there are two parts to Torah. Torah has Torah's Chesed and Torah's Emes. What's Torah's Chesed? Torah's Chesed is the warm and fuzzy parts of Torah. Right, it's Mishlach Manos and dressing up on Purim and Tomchei Shabbos and having a beautiful Shabbos meal and Beruchi Yom Tovim, giving tzedakah. That's Torah's Chesed. That's the Torah that makes us feel connected and warm to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's also Torah's Emes, says the Maharal. Torah's Emes is when I'm not so interested. I don't really want to daven Shacharis and I don't really want to honor my parents and I'm really not so interested in being nice to this person. But know what the Torah says? You have to daven Shacharis, you need to be nice to your parents, and you have to be nice to that person. Even if you're not interested. Rahman al-Islam, two people are, a couple are dating, they want to get married, and she's a Gerush, and they found that he's a Kohen. Lachas, they can't get married. That Torah's MS. If you believe the Torah is true, whether or not you like it, you have to say what the Torah says. That's Torah's MS. Sometimes the Torah is not always warm and fuzzy. Sometimes the Torah demands of us things and makes us do things that we're not so interested in doing. So the Maharal says that the Torah's Chesed is Eish Levana. It's white, it's happy, we're excited to do these parts of the Torah. And the Torah's Emes is the Eish Chora. It's the fire that's black. It's the sometimes we have to do things that we're not so interested in order to be a good Eved Hashem. And the Maharal says that's the Eish Shechora al Eish Levana. You have two aspects to the Torah's Chesed and the Torah's Emes. Okay, that's the idea of the black and white. What about this idea of copying from an older book? So this is actually based on a comment of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in his introduction to Parachelik, his introduction to the 13 principles, he writes about the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu being a scribe, copying from a prior work. Moshe's role as a scribe, there's a lot of Midrashim that discuss it as well. The Chasam Sofer talks about how Moshe was able to make the Aleph of the word Vayikra smaller in his role. If he was supposed to be a perfect scribe, so in this week's Parsha, how was Moshe allowed to make the Aleph smaller because he was embarrassed to be called Vayikra in such a loving way by Hashem, right? In the Sefer Torah, the Aleph is small. This week's Parsha, how could he do such a thing if he's supposed to be a perfect scribe? So the Chasam Sofer discusses that as well. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that talks about how the Torah is eternal, but it seems to talk about things in Bereishis, about rivers and cities that didn't exist till later on. So the Shita Mekubesis explains, based on the Ramban, that Moshe transcribed what was previously written by Hashem, and therefore the Gemara is trying to understand with this relationship, if everything is eternal, so why did the Torah write about cities that perhaps did or did not exist yet at the time of Maaseh Bereishis? And they try to understand this idea as well. But again, this is a fundamental point, how we approach Limud HaTorah. The first point is that Torah is eternal, and it comes before even the creation of the world. And the second point is that Moshe, in some way, copied the Torah from this primordial text. Moshe, whatever that means, we weren't at Har Sinai, so we can't understand. But Moshe Rabbeinu copied over this text that agreed that existed beforehand. And this tells us that if a person wants to understand the reality of the world, then you look into the Torah. The Torah contains every single thing that a person would ever need to know in the history of the universe. Why is that the case? Because the Torah is the blueprint for the entire world. The Torah contains everything that was, is, and will be. There's a, it's interesting that Chazal paint the picture of Maaseh Bereishis by talking about the idea that Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So why didn't they simply say that Hashem created the world based on the Torah? What's this imagery of Istaka Baraisa, where we see like Hashem looking into a blueprint of the Torah, and, ooh, maybe giraffes should have their neck this tall because it says so in the Torah, or maybe, you know, people should be this tall because it says so in the Torah. What does that mean, Hashem is looking into a blueprint? So Rabbi Hartman quotes from Moshe Shapiro in his notes on the Maharals and Sifat Torah, and he says that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you're writing a Torah, you have to read aloud from one sefer to another. When a sofer writes a Torah, he has to look in a kosher version of the Torah or a tikkun, like that has the proper way to write it, and he has to read it out loud and then copy it over to the new Torah he's writing to make sure that he's not making a mistake. And that's based on the Gemara, that when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first sefer Torah, he repeated every word that Hashem told him, and then he wrote the word down himself. So Hashem, in a similar manner, did the same thing with creating the world. He looked into the Torah and then created the world. It's not just the Torah that the world was created based on the Torah, but the world itself is a creation from the Torah, says Moshe Shapiro. The world itself, the world, the chairs you're sitting on, the clothing you're wearing, the weather outside, is all a creation that comes from the Torah. It's built off the Torah. The reality of the Torah is what created the world that we live in at this point in time. Okay? Questions on this idea? And I think this is just a bit of a taste of the chashivas of learning Torah. It's not, when we try to tell our students, we try to tell ourselves, you know, when you learn Torah, it's not just a subject, it's not math, it's not physics, it's not social studies, it's something more. This is what we mean. We need to understand that when we learn Torah, we are connecting to something that is way, way beyond us, that Hashem gave us the zchus and the pleasure to be able to have that immensely spiritual, eternal thing in this world for us to learn. That's what it means to connect to learning, and that's the chashivas of Talmud Torah. Okay, should we continue a little bit more? Fine. Aval zeh emes ubaruhu shekola Torah mitzchila sefer Bereishis ad leinei kol Yisrael. The entire Torah from the beginning of Bereishis until leinei kol Yisrael, the last words, nemar bipiv shel kadosh baruch hu la'oznav shel Moshe. They came from the Hashem's mouth into the ears of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva that if someone denies the Torah, if they see that even one pasuk, one word, is not from Hashem. We say in Musaf, K'moshe kasavta lanu b'sarasecha, al-yidei Moshe avdech, mipi kvodecha kamur. We have to believe that every single letter of the Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was written down by Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea that the Torah is the pi Hashem, the mouth of Hashem, we have to understand when we learn the Torah. It's heavenly. It comes from a different world. And therefore, it's critical that we never forget to bend ourselves to the Torah and not to bend the Torah to other people, right? I think we said over before, Rav Hirsch's beautiful idea about kavata itzim the Torah, right? Do you set the Torah to bend to what social pressure says in the street, of what society says is appropriate, of appropriate way that people should dress and act? or do we bend ourselves to what the Torah wants us to do? That's how Rav Hirsch understands the question you're going to be asked in 120 years. Kavata itim l'Torah. Did you set the times you live in to match the Torah? Or did you twist yourself or the Torah into a pretzel to match what the outside world looks like? You have to make sure. But the Torah is not for us to go and mess with. It comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from an immensely deep, powerful place in Shemayim, and we have to treat it in such a serious way. And we have to make sure that we are bending ourselves to align with the Torah and not the other way around. Okay? Ke'inyan she'amar l'halon, as it says in Yirmiyahu, Yipiv yikra elai esadrim ha'ela, va'ani kosev ha'sefer b'dayo. That he pronounced all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them down in the book. Now, this is obviously not talking about Hashem and Moshe, because this is from Sefer Yirmiyahu. This is a reference to Baruch ben Neriah, who is the Talmud of Yirmiyahu, who wrote the book of Eicha, as Yirmiyahu told him to do it. Meaning, the point is that the Torah was written by a form of dictation. Hashem said, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. It seems that Ramban is also following the opinion that Moshe wrote everything, even the last 8 psukim of the Torah. That is a machlokas in the Gemara. And it's also clear from his opening statement that he understands that every pasuk comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go back to the, look at the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu kasav ha-sefer zeh ima Torah kula mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban is planting his flag amongst the opinions of those that say that every single written word was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a lot to say about the last 8 psukim in the Torah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? If it says that Moshe Rabbeinu died, how did he write about his own death? So the Gemara says either he wrote it bidimah. He wrote it, you know, crying, writing about his own death. That's one thing. There's another sheet of the Vilna Gaon that I don't think I explained over here. I think it's in the back. We talked about the Vilna Gaon. It could also be that Rabbi Zilberlecht, who wrote comments for the Sefer, he writes about it as well. Let's see. Can I find it over here? Let's see. Yeah, if you go to... If you go to the Haskama from Rabbi Zilberlecht, it's not a page, it's just the all Hebrew in the beginning. Anyone sees that? No? So Rabbi Zilberlecht quotes this Gemara in Bava Basra, Mish Kasav es Hashmor Sa Psukim Ha'achronim B'Torah. Who wrote the last 8 Psukim in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu O, Yoshua Ben Nun. Was a Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, Muv Hashem, Ki Ad Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Until that point, Hashem said, Moshe Omer Vakosev, Moshe said and wrote, Mikan Ve'elach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Then, by the last 8 psukim, Hashem said, Moshe Kosev Bedima. What does it mean, Bedima? L'cho Rediri HaGemara Mukshem Lahavana, says Rabbi Zilberlech, the Gemara's hard to understand. Hayach Tiretz, How did the Gemara answer the question? Efshar Moshe chai because of Yamas Sham Moshe. The question was, how can Moshe be alive? And he writes, Vayamas Sham Moshe, and Moshe died. You can't be both. You can't be alive and also be dead at the same time. And he says, Moshe kosa bedima. But he wrote it bedima. So sof, he says, it's Mechzei Keshichra. Meaning, the Gemara's question was, it's a lie. How can Moshe Benu write a lie? Moshe emes, v'saraso emes. So how can Moshe write a lie? That's the Gemara's question. And the answer is, he wrote it while he was crying. What, so he's a crying liar? So how did that answer the question, right? Everyone hears the problem in the Gemara? He's still a liar. It's not true. So he quotes here from the Gra in the Sefer Mipinim Shulchan HaGra, Alpiyam Mekubal Medivrei Chazal. Kafi Shenimsa De Raman, based on this Ramban. Look at what, let's read what he quotes over here. He says, Shneim Divrei Elokim Chaim, they are both correct. Mar Amar Chad, Umar Amar Chad, Velo Pligi. One says one opinion, the other one says another one, they don't argue. Omnam, Zosi Adua, Ki Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah are the names of Hashem. Vainu Ayidei Tzirufim Shal Osio Satevos. This is the Yisod we'll talk about later on. That the entire Torah are multiple names of Hashem linked together, one after another. This is a famous Yisod of the Ramban, we'll talk about another time. But he said that's what the whole Torah is. Ulafi Briyas Olam, Haisa HaTorah Amun Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the creation of the world, the Torah was by Hashem. Apit Tzirufim Sodos Ne'alamim. And all the letters were arranged with different breakups to make different deep Kabbalistic Sodos and secrets of the Torah. V'lo Haisa Nikras Kmo Atza. It's not written as we read it nowadays. Rak Apit Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the Torah originally was written as a series of names of Hashem. After Hashem created the world, and gave the Torah to the Jewish people, and he gave them the mitzvot, based on time and place, he gave the Torah as we have it nowadays. Fine. That's what he says over here. So, go to the next paragraph. Now we can explain the Gemara. Ki kavanas Rabbi Shimon, the opinion was Hayalashiv gam eich shelo yasefer Torah chaser afilo sechad. The problem was this: how could you can't have a Torah that's lacking even one letter? The gam shelo yos kishekher chaserom, and Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be a liar. How could he say that he wrote this if he's dead? Lakachu Omer ad kana kadosh baruch Omer Moshe Omer kosev, until the last epsukim Hashem said and Moshe wrote. Rotzalomar Shamar Moshe called Teva Veteva Kasher He Ksuva Biadenu Begila Mitzos. Until the last eight psukim, Moshe wrote the Torah as the psukim and the words are broken up that reveal the obvious and open mitzvahs of the Torah. Avamikan ve'elach lo haya yochel lichtov begilui. But in the last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not write the Torah in clear Hebrew that you can read and understand what's going on. Vayama Shamosha Demikse Kishikra. He could not have written Vayama Shamosha because that was a lie. Vagam Lohaya Yachal Ligmor Haksiva de Yeshua. And also, according to the opinion, Yeshua, again, one opinion of the Gemara says Yeshua did write the last Ipsukim. But let's say you go like the opinion that says Yeshua cannot have written the last Ipsukim, which is the Ramban who said that Moshe wrote the whole Torah. Ki Iaf Shar Shisefer Torah, he chaser osechat. You cannot have a Torah that was not completely written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Lekach Amar Shaya Kosev Bidima. What does dima mean? Now, we usually think dima means crying, right? Says the Gra, no. Perish dima milashon milascha v'damacha, which means, Rotzalomar, miduma v'irbuv osios. It means, so the word dima means a mixture, okay? It means a mixture of something. That's what the Pasuk says in Shmos. Shahaya kosev mikan v'elech api tzirufei tevos v'im shmos v'shakadosh baruch hu. When Moshe wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, he wrote it, all of the letters bunched together with different meanings. The breaks were different, okay? So the words were meaningless to him. He wrote, but did not understand what he was writing because the breaks of the letters were different. So he wrote every letter. So when Moshe wrote the words with the letters Vav Yud Mem Saf, Shin Mem, Mem Shin Hei, he did not write Vayom Hashem Moshe. He wrote it with a different breakup of letters. And therefore, Rak Tevas Acheru Shal Pisodus HaTorah. Ula Acher Misoso, says the Gra, and after he died, Kisvam Yoshua Kefi Shinesan Roshus Vagos HaTorah. Yoshua went back and he opened them up with different breaks. So the letters of the Torah would spell the mitzvos and the words we understand, but not the deep secrets that Moshe Rabbeinu originally wrote it. And that, says the Gra, based on the Ramban, is how we can answer up all the problems. That Moshe is not a liar. He wrote every letter of the Torah, and everything works out at the end of the day regarding who wrote the Torah. That makes sense, no? It's a good shot. Okay, we'll stop here.